Jada Chapoteau. I am Haitian American. This was a Haitian song by a fellow Haitian. It's Haitian artist Jay Perry, and it's called Qui Est Souillé. I'm passionate about music and dance. I'm also very much passionate about social justice, love, nature, spiritual growth. And when I say obviously, it can be painful, but I am all for spiritual growth. That's something that I stand for. It's something that I allow myself to practice, and something that's a priority for me. So I am, I think by the time you're going to be, I can't recall if in my last episode I mentioned that I was on a social media break, taking a break from many things, business. But I am actually recording this still on my social media break. By the time you see this, I'll probably be off of it already. But I wanted to do this quick and short video. I hope it's going to be, because sometimes when I start, because I really come from my heart, I share myself openly, vulnerably, authentically. So my goal is to make this a short one. So tell you a little bit about me in terms of professionally. I am a transformation and leadership strategist, spiritual teacher, speaker, and author. Yes, I am a clean eating enthusiast, and I self-published an ebook called Love Like Recipes in 2014, where I shared my clean eating journey and some yummy recipes. For the most part, they are vegan and vegetarian. There are some animal products, like I have some salmon, and I think there might be some ground beef, but I think there's like a minority, but pretty much for the most part, they are healthy recipes for the most part, like I said, because I have an onion pie, which I wouldn't call it that healthy. But either way, what I do is I help ambitious and purpose-driven women. I help them find their voice so they can speak their truth, get to know who they are, and they can do so they can do the work that they're meant to do in the world. So I also do this with organizations where in the area of inclusion, equity, and diversity, I help give, I facilitate hard conversations so I can give employees a voice so I'm all about giving people a voice, helping them find their voice, so they can feel that they are seen, they are heard, and they matter. Because often people feel that we're not being heard and that we don't matter. And that happens when people are not, we don't have a safe space, and we're not being empowered, we're not being heard. So I'm all about that. I'm about facilitating hard conversations. And my expertise is holding space for people and really helping them be seen and heard, and for them to feel empowered so they can do the work that they're meant to do in the world, whether it is working with organizations or whether it is in many their areas in their personal lives or businesses. So there's something I wanted to talk about today, which actually I really wanted to share this because it's something that happened just recently to me. And I thought, you know what? I want to share about that in my next episode. One of the things I've talked about is how I'm in a transition in my business. I really needed to take some time for myself. So I disconnected from social media. I took a break from my email list at the time. Sorry, by the time you get this, I will be back most likely, but I know I'll be back with my episodes for sure, with my podcast. But I've just chosen to, I'm not going to be emailing people regularly the way I used to, like when I say regularly, I will be doing it regularly, but I won't be doing it as frequent, which I was doing every week. So what am I thinking? I was doing it every week. So either way, here's what I want to talk to you about today. And if you could see from the title where I talk about you need to guard your dream, you need to guard your purpose, you need to guard your gift. What I mean by that is there comes a point where in your life, and many points in our lives, where we're really feeling called to do something. We're really feeling called to play bigger in our lives. We're being called to step up. We're being called to really show up, or what, you know, whatever it is, or we're at a crossroads like I am, and we're like really knowing that we're being called to do more, to be braver, you know, it could be in whatever. And the thing is that sometimes there's not a lot of clarity in the beginning. Sometimes it's not making sense. We just know that something is off, and or we're like, for me, I felt like I was being pulled in many different directions. And that's why I needed to be still. I needed to really allow myself the grace and the space to just really be with me. And one of the things, I can't recall if I mentioned that in my last episode, but one of the things that I've chosen, to do during that time, is to not talk to many people about what I was doing. In terms of like the ideas that are coming up, some of the stuff I'm working on, some of the stuff I'm exploring. The reason for this is because it's not, you know, I don't want to come from a place where I don't want you to think that we're like I'm blaming people or anything like that. It's just that you have to guard your energy. You have to guard your gift and your dream, because it is your own. And the thing is that when you're at the beginning stages, or that middle where it gets messy, and maybe you might even start doubting yourself, or you're like, you know, there's a lot of self-doubt. You haven't gotten the confidence yet. This is something that is still very new, and you're like really you're in the exploring stage. You know, today you might be yes, tomorrow you're like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, whatever, or no. You have to be mindful, you know, who you're talking to. And that's one of the things for me, is that I decided that I was not going to talk to too many people. Like I was not going, even some of the people that I would talk to, I would not talk about, I don't talk about what I'm doing, where directions, like I don't really talk about it much, at least. Because here's the thing, people will project their fears, their experiences, whatever it is, into you. And the thing is that when you're in that stage where you still, it's pretty fragile, where it's really not grounded, and you're still seeking the clarity and in the guidance from your higher power, or maybe you're working with a coach or whatever. I know I had a breakthrough session with a friend who's a coach. So, you know, you do need to find one or two people that you can share yourself with, because that's important. But you really want to make sure that you're not sharing everything with everyone, because what happens is, you know, people have their own stuff, and people will, because what happens is that, unfortunately, and even for myself, sometimes I think about it, and just the other day I was thinking about it, which is why I wanted to do this. I was like, wait a minute, do I do this when it comes to certain topics where maybe I'm like inserting my own opinion, not when I'm coaching, but like with a friend, if I'm just having a regular conversation, you know, because, you know, people will come from a place. Sometimes people have something that's going on with them in their own lives, and you go and you talk to them, and they're like, you know, they start making you doubt yourself. They start pushing you. Like I was talking to a friend, and which is why I'm doing this, because I was talking to a friend, and I know she didn't need it in like being, you know, in a, you know, she actually probably didn't even realize. I don't know if she, because we haven't spoken. But it was like, I felt like I was not being heard. I was not being seen. And actually, I felt like she was putting words in my mouth, and she was like pushing me into making a decision and making a choice. And sometimes you're just not ready to do that, you know? And also, this is the thing, at least for myself, I have to say that this is why also I, during these type of times in my life, you know, in my journey, I tend to be every time, and like that day I was like, oh God, okay, I probably needed to not talk about this, you know, to this person. But the thing is that I had spoken to her a few weeks before, so she kind of like had an idea. And because now I was headed to a different direction in some way, because, you know, sometimes you make a decision and people are on board with it because you're doing the decision that everybody wants you to do. Most people expect of you. Society expects of you to do it. But then at times, you know, when you start wanting to go another route, then people are like, what do you mean? What are you doing? You know, what is? So the thing is that, you know, what I was saying is the reason why I choose to also be mindful about who I share with is because people, you know, not only they're coming from their own experiences, they will try, well, I don't want to say they will try. They will make you, sometimes you're going to start doubting yourself. You're going to start doubting what you're thinking. Yes, yeah, so the thing is that your dreams, your gifts, your calling, your purpose, these things are sacred. These things are between you and your higher power. So you want to be mindful who you are allowing to get in there, especially, like I said, in the beginning when, you know, you're about to take a new direction or you're exploring something new or you want to sit still and really, you know, hear what your higher power is. It's very important that you don't share that with just anyone, you know, because I totally realized it because with that particular person, I was, you know, the other day when I shared with her, I don't know if it was like 2 weeks ago or something, I felt pretty confident about where I was headed in a way. You know, I thought that, you know, I wasn't 100% sure, but it just seemed more. And yeah, it was more in alignment in a way with what, you know, I think society, what most people in my life. Nothing that they don't, you know, it's really because people are coming from their fears. People are coming from what they've been taught and all of that, you know. And, you know, and now that, you know, where I was at the moment is I was not as secure. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. And I just felt like, oh my God, like this person is really not hearing me. So what I wanted to say is that during those times, as you're, you know, I'm going to speak for myself and then you guys can listen for me, it's important for me that I feel seen and heard. And I have a feeling, you know, the other day I was thinking about this. I was thinking about how the fact that I really nailed it with how, for me, difficult conversations, hard conversations are really like this thing that I really want to, that I'm like really facilitating and want to do more of, and really like, I feel like it's like a huge part of my purpose. It's because I have to say, growing up, we didn't talk about many things. There's addiction in my family. People didn't want to talk about it. You were not supposed to talk about it. And even now to this day, it's not something I feel comfortable talking about. So in my relationships with men and other people, like I've realized how I shied away from it. But then I really started, like, it became something that was so important for me and even my own family that I am willing to have the hard conversation. I'm willing to find the courage to have the hard conversation. And the thing is that, obviously, when you need to have the hard conversations and when you're vulnerable and all of that, you also want a safe space. So the thing is that I also realized how, for me, you know, I would often talk to friends and even with my sister, and I'd be like, you know, I don't feel like I'm not being provided a safe space. I don't feel safe here. And with people, with friends and a relationship, and because for me, it's something that I do for people, whether they are my clients or not. Not to say that I don't have my moments, obviously not with my clients, but it's something that is so important for me, and it's something that I truly desire more of, and I really want that for people. I want to be that space for them. That this is another reason why that I, for me, during that time and during those type of times in my life, it's important for me that I share myself with people who are going to provide a safe space for me. And what I, you know, and I guess that's why I also love coaching, is that because really, coaches are not supposed to be telling people what to do. Yes, you know, many of us, we have like the intuitive thing in us. I know I do, where we're a sounding board for our clients. We can kind of tell them, this is what I'm hearing, you know. That's great. But telling people what to do is not really what coaches do. And that's what I love about coaching, because I don't like people telling me what to do. I like to get to my own answers. And actually, so interesting, the other day a friend of mine told me, well, Najeda, it seems like you're answering your own questions. Because actually, I often, when I find myself in a tight spot, or I don't know what I'm doing or whatever, I actually sometimes get my own answers just by talking it to somebody who's allowing me to, who is a safe space for me. So the thing is that about going back to, you know, being mindful who I'm talking to, it's important for me that I talk to the people who can provide a safe space for me. Because in that safe space, they will listen to me. Because especially if you're not my coach, if you're not whatever, I actually sometimes, you know, there's a quote that I've seen before, and I have to say, I just love it. Because especially when I'm going through tough times in my life, I'm just like, can I just, like, it would be great if I am just able to, like, share myself with someone and they're not trying to fix what's going on with me. They're not trying to fix me. Because we come from a society where it's all about doing, 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 and fixing, 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 and all. Like, it's almost like if somebody shares something, we're looking for a solution without the person even asking for a solution. Now, yes, maybe somebody needs help with their solution at times. Maybe they're asking you for your advice, your suggestions, and stuff like that. But the thing is that if you're, you know, I know for myself, if somebody's not asking me, or if I didn't ask anybody for their opinion, I actually do not want them to be telling me what to do, you know, because really in these type of, you know, moments in my life, what I need is somebody who is going to be a safe space for me to share myself. I'm not looking for somebody to solve my problem for me, because I need to solve my own problem. Even if you're my coach, you know? So this is another reason why you want to make sure that, be mindful who you're sharing yourself with, you know? Because I was reminded of that just the other day, that, you know, because at that moment, I didn't feel safe. And I felt like I was being, like, I was like, although I realized it, you know, I started feeling anxiety. I started feeling anxious because, at the moment, you know, the topic that I was talking about is a topic that brings up some anxiety for me. And I started feeling like really bad. And that's another indication. If you're talking to the people that you're meant to talk to, you're supposed to feel good. You're supposed to, because we all, even if, like I said, the issue may not be resolved, because again, you know, but you, when we are provided a safe space and we feel that we're not being judged, which is what the safe space is about, then you're going to feel better. We feel better, you know. And the interesting thing is that, which is like basically really makes what I'm saying, you know, right, is that same day in the evening, a girlfriend reached out to me, and you know, she said to me, "Hey, I'm just checking in on you," but she knows I'm in a, you know, I'm in a transition stage. She knows I'm taking a break from many things, and she said, "I'm just checking in on you, XO." You know, and I reached out to her, you know, telling her, you know, this is what was going on, you know, just a few things. And then we, you know, she then called me and we started talking, and I felt seen and heard. And actually, yes, she did make some suggestions here and there to me, but I didn't feel that this person was actually pushing me to make a decision. And actually, she was honoring where I'm at, because that's another thing. You need to honor where you are, and you need to, and actually I have to say, in some way, by having that conversation with that particular person, I most likely, if I'm being really honest, I did not honor where I am. So no wonder she did not honor where I am at the moment. Or, you know, it could have been that, you know, maybe I thought I was like safe with this person, and then she was not honoring where I am. So you need to make sure that you talk to people who are going to honor where you are, you know. Another thing that I want to talk about, how I said about guarding your gifts. When I started my business, I did not talk to some people about it. There are people to this day, I don't talk about my business with them or anything that's really dear and near to my heart, where I know that we don't see eye to eye. I know that person is somebody who's negative. That person is not somebody who has a spiritual path. Well, consciously, it's not somebody who's doing any work really with themselves that I know of. So I don't talk about my business, my purpose with them. I don't really talk about that. Some people may even say, "Why do you have people like that in your life?" I don't have that many of them, thank God. But you know, there are people that, you know, you've known, and I have to say, it's not that many people. Right now I could think of just probably one or maybe two, where I don't go really deep into that, because again, I'm guarding my gift, I'm guarding my purpose, I'm guarding my calling, my dream. And another thing that we need to do when it comes to that, I know for me, is just the other day, I had somebody who, this is somebody who most of the times she just calls and starts venting, what, almost like dumping. And like I told somebody, for me, I can, you know, I'm a compassionate person. I can empathize with somebody's suffering, with somebody's pain, with somebody's issues. I do think that there's a moment for venting, but I just think that if on most of our conversations, I'm like a dumping trash where you come and dump all your toxic, you know, your toxic stuff and all of that, all your upset, I have to guard my energy. So that's another thing that I was reminded of this week with somebody else, is that, you know, I had to even think about reevaluating that relationship, because, you know, I was like, especially when we're in a transition, especially when we're in uncertain times, we need to allow ourselves to feel good. Yes, I'm not saying spiritual bypassing, you know. I believe in feeling all my feelings. And I believe in taking care of myself, which is that, you know, doing the things that I love, spending time in nature, talking to people that really inspire me, reading something positive, something inspirational, dancing and everything. And yes, it also means being mindful who I talk to, being mindful who and whose energy I'm allowing into my space, just like I'm controlling of my own energy. And I allow myself to feel everything, but I don't allow myself to get, you know, depressed completely, like, you know, for a long time. I pick myself back up. I allow myself to feel, because I'm human. But just like I don't allow myself to stay upset. So same thing is that if somebody is constantly upset, I have to really think about this. Is this somebody that I want to talk to all the time? Or I want to talk to, maybe I want to reduce it either completely or reduce my interaction with that person. So that's really what I wanted to share, because that's kind of like what I've been doing. There are people that I really care about, people that I think are doing great things. And I, you know, we had talked about catching up, But I decided that in that moment, I did not want to be talking to that many people about what I was doing or even talk to them, because I know they're going to ask, although I say I don't want, but this is, you know, there's a particular person that I know we don't really have much to talk about except what, you know, right now, what the some of those things. And I was just like, you know what? I mean, if the person needs me, I know they can reach out to me. So obviously I'm available. But I was just like, I am limiting who I talk to about this. I am limiting because right now this is my time to be still, to take care of myself, to take action on what I'm feeling inspired to do, and to really disconnect from the world so that other people don't, I don't allow their experiences, their fears, their projections to come and, you know, have me feel like, oh, okay, do something else or whatever, whatever. So it's like, no, it's my time, it's that moment. That's another, for me, I think that's like a really big part of self-love, a really big part of taking care of myself, taking care of my higher self, protecting my calling, my purpose, and my dreams, because I'm really mindful of like who I'm sharing myself with. So that's kind of like what I wanted to talk about today. So just wanted to tell you, I hope you get something from this, because that's something I was reminded of. And I really got these two experiences that happened recently where one of them, I was like, wait a minute, you're dumping your toxic stuff on me right now, you know? And really has nothing to do with me. This person just wants to dump. And I was just like, oh, no, you don't get to do that. And another thing too is sharing about what, you know, some of my fears and doubts in somebody who was not able to hold a space for me, because she then projected her own stuff onto myself, you know? So I was reminded of that. And like my girlfriend later on told me is that, remember, your dream, your purpose, your gifts, it's about you and your higher power, and you need to protect that. You don't allow your parents, you don't allow your partner, you don't allow anybody. Like, if that person you know is not somebody who is fully on board with you, who understands your journey, this is somebody who really is going to hold space for you, don't go there. And like I said, I do want to say, this is not something that they're doing to be mean. It's not something that's being done on purpose. Just, they're just being human. And some of them, to them, they're doing it. They think they're helping you. They think they're protecting you. It's just that that's not what the outcome is on you. So protect yourself, protect your dreams. That's what I want to share with you all today, this week, which is my second episode back, episode 52. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, I'd really appreciate it if you would leave a review, give some feedback, subscribe, because the more you, those of you who do this, the more people will find out about the show. I really want to spread the message. I want to be able to impact more people. And I also want to hear what your thoughts are and what I share. Give me some feedback. If there's something that, based on what I've shared, that you actually want to ask me about or you want me to talk about on a later episode, I'm totally open to this. And this is the same if you're watching me on YouTube, if you are watching me on my website, lovelifecoaching.com, if you're watching the Soulful Conversations page and you're watching the same thing, I'd love to hear feedback from you. Leave me a comment in the, you know, in the section below. Share it with your friends if you find it helpful. And until next time, I am sending you all love and light. Take care.